Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Here's David Hollander.
Ask any retiree, and they're going to tell you having enough money in retirement isn't the whole story. In fact, according to a recent study from Purdue University, having enough money is important, but money is not the most important piece of a fulfilling retirement. So what is? Well, after 30 years and thousands of client stories, I've put together a list this morning of seven things you need to do to improve your life satisfaction in retirement. Good morning and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. You hear the jingle in the background. People around here, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week, because I am a financial advisor who's been running a firm for over 20 years and a licensed attorney who practices estate planning law. If you have a question, you can always tweet me. Maybe something comes up during the week. This happens all the time. So now I've got a couple different ways to get me. One is you can tweet me at PYA Radio. The other really cool way is you can ask Google or Alexis to say, hey, Google, what would the Sandman do if his brother took care of his house, sued him and wanted the house or wanted to pay less taxes? Hey, Google, what would you do? So there's two different ways to get us now. Anyway, retirement planning is all about the numbers. It centers around one question. Do your assets, your pension, your 401k, your IRA, Social Security, real estate, maybe you're going to sell a business. Is all that going to provide you enough income to fund your desired retirement? Well, that's what most people think as they start to enter the subject. But if you ask anybody who's retired, and they will likely tell you that it's only half the story. You see, you're going to need enough money to get by, but you don't have to be super wealthy to be happy. In fact, get this, life satisfaction tops out at an annual salary of $95,000, according to a study by psychologists from Purdue University. So enough money to never have to worry about going broke or paying for medical care, it's important, but money is not the only or most important piece of having a fulfilling retirement. So once you have a retirement plan in place, which you probably do if you've been listening to the show for as long as we've been on the air, then it's essential to focus on the things that money cannot buy. So today I'm going to uncover seven non-financial assets that we've found that improve clients' life satisfaction in retirement. Hey, maybe one of these you weren't aware of and it could totally change your life. So what's the first one? What's the biggest one? What's the one thing that if you don't have, no matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter. You guessed it. Good health. And I remember this. I was in high school. I was over at my girlfriend's house. Yes. And her dad says to me, you know what? The most important thing is your health. And I thought, wow, okay. When you're young, you know, it doesn't really set in, right? You don't really understand what that means. But I thought a lot about that. And I've been thinking about it ever since that day. And I think about it. And think about this. Perfect example. A guy like Steve Jobs, right? That guy had probably as much wealth as some of the most wealthiest people in the world, right? Obviously. anything at his disposal. But he couldn't enjoy it because his health failed on him. Came out of nowhere, right? And no matter how much he had, it didn't matter. It couldn't change the end result. And so think about that when you start to think about your situation. And think about this. What good is money if you cannot enjoy it? So the majority of retirees that we work with, bar none, say that having good health is the number one most important ingredient in retirement. And a lot of us take that for granted. And so as you start to read studies and reviews and surveys, how do you get good health, particularly right now? Because let's face it, I mean, I got to say, Saturdays, right after I do the show here live every morning, I would go straight to the gym and I'd see a lot of you there. And I see you running down the street and, you know, this is what we did every morning. And now we can't do that. And I'd swim 3 times a week and my pool's closed. So I can't do that. So it kind of became a whole new way of getting back to exercise. I understand. And the other one, which we also took for granted, was eating, right? It was so much easier to go to the store whenever you wanted just to go grab one or two things. And now you have to really think about it. Because that's where obviously there's a lot of transmission. So you've got to be careful. And in order to keep your health up, particularly when you get ready to retire or you're retired, you have to exercise and you have to eat better to reduce the risk of developing heart conditions, keep your energy level up, boost your immune system so you stay healthy, particularly as we start going into the colder months that are coming. You know it's coming. And what's most important? Your mood. You got to improve your mood too. So all these things help to do that. So some tips I can give you this morning that could change your life forever, literally, if you do these things. I've seen this in my own life, seen it with my clients who we talk about this stuff. One, it's never too late. I want you to know that if you hear me this morning and you've been doing things, and you've been wondering, how do you get out of this funk? Realize this morning, it is never too late for you to get moving and to start eating better. It's never too late. So let me give you some simple ideas, even with COVID around, that you can do to change your life right now. So first, how do you stay physically active at home when you've got all the stuff going around? Well, my daughters, again, come to the rescue. I mean, I'm lucky. I was in the living room and all of a sudden on YouTube, there's this boho. I know it sounds funny, but she's boho and she does these workouts. And there's my family on the mats doing it right there in the living room with their workout clothes on and they're going for it. This is months ago, by the way, because I was depressed. I was like, what am I going to do? There they are. Ab workout, glute workout, arm workout, chest workout. What do you want to work out? Go to YouTube, type in, I want better abs or I want whatever. And look, find an instructor who you like and then watch and then do at your own pace. It's free. That's even better. It's free. So do it. Another thing I picked up through this whole pandemic, surfing. I've wanted to surf my entire life. I skateboarded as a kid. I like to ski. But I always like to watch the guys surfing and the gals too. You know what I mean? Like cool surfers, when you see people surfing, it just looks cool. Like how do you walk down the beach with a surfboard on? How do you put a wetsuit on? How do you wax a surfboard? I mean, all these things that, you know, you just see them doing it. And when I think about surfers, I think it's Spicoli. So excuse me, but... You know who that is. Kind of makes you laugh, right? But there's a lot of, you know, people who aren't Spicoli that surf too. And so I wanted to learn. Where did I learn how to surf? First, I went out there and tried it myself for a while and got frustrated and hurt my neck and all this stuff, right? YouTube. I found this guy named Kale's Broccoli. And I know it's a funny name, but... I literally, I don't know what happened. This guy and I clicked in terms of just the way he explained things. I went out there, I did what he said, and now I can, it's like no problem. I mean, I can't, you know, shred the and get pitted and all that stuff, guys, but I got pitted once. I can catch waves and have a good time. And that's what matters. So I want you to challenge yourself. If there's anything you want to do that's physical and you don't know how to do it and you've always wanted to, make yourself a challenge this morning with me right now. You're going to change your life physically by learning that skill and trying it out and seeing if you like it for free.
Do it! Do it now!
You bet. All right. Now, what about eating? This is very good advice coming from my wife. About how to eat smarter. Ready? Cut down your portions. So right now, I know we're making more food at home. It's delicious. And you eat it all because you feel guilty. I do it too. I know. There's always my grandma in my mind going, when I was a kid, I was broke. I had no money. And we had to walk 5,000 blocks. And it was cold. And you know, we've all heard the stories. I know. I'm not belittling it. I know it's true, and it does guilt me, and I feel it in my heart, just like you do. But you can still cut down. So try making half the portions you usually make. Just try making half and eating that and seeing if that does it for you for your meal. All right? Just try that. So reduce your portion size and do this. Eat organic, local sourced, and you can go to the farmers markets once a week and just pick your stuff up with your face mask on, obviously. And I have gloves and all that too. But anyway, you know, do that. They take credit cards now. So just try that. Try eating a little differently, less, and drink more water. I'd like you to drink, I drink 2 liters of water a day. I do. So, in fact, here's my bottle right now. You hear it? There it is. Drinking it right now. So, drink some more water. Try that and see how you feel. Now, I was blown away this past Sunday. Did you watch 60 Minutes? Remember Olivia Newton-John and Grease and her wearing those black pants? Remember that? I just, as a guy, as a kid, that just like stuck in my mind forever. Like, I wanted a lady like that, right? So, that was just me. Anyway, bottom line is there's Olivia Newton-John on 60 Minutes talking about CBD and cannabis and how she's had cancer and she's beaten all the odds and she's still going and the medicine qualities of this sort of treatment, this alternative medicine. And I thought it was fascinating. So coming up next is time for our popular They Say segment where they say, once you retire, you should never have to go back to work ever again. Is that really true? You'll be surprised at the answer. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Enjoy the rest of the ride. Any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Hope you like this. Still woozy out of Oakland, California. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here on KNBR. And this morning, we're not talking about money, because sure, money's important in retirement. It helps you do things. But it's not everything. And there was a study out from Purdue University recently that said that you basically need about $95,000 a year to have a great retirement, and that's about it. So when you think, you know, you need millions and all this other stuff, maybe you don't. And then once you get retired and you're able to do it, what's important? What's half of the whole battle are the things we're covering this morning. We've uncovered seven different ideas that you need to be aware of to have a better retirement. These are all coming from our clients. So thank you for contributing, everybody who threw in on this. We appreciate it. So now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers. And here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
So here's one they say. They say that when you retire, you should never have to go back to work again. Is that true? Well, guess what? It depends. It depends on your outlook, because many people think of retirement as they're done. They're leaving their job. They're packing up the box, right? They're actually walking away from the desk. They're going home. They're spending time golfing, walking on beaches, reading classic novels, spending more time with their kids. I mean, there are all these stereotypical ideas that we think about, right? These visions that pop in our heads. We all do it. Of course, you know, we do things, but if anything this pandemic's given you is the ability to kind of pre-check out retirement, right? Because a lot of the things that you probably always wanted to do, you've been doing. Of course, you don't tell your boss, but you're out there doing it, right? And you're probably saying, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I could do this every single day and not have something to do. And that's what's so funny, is that many people that we work with, When they retire, they find a sense of purpose in their work. And in fact, there was a Gallup poll that said 3 out of 4 people that were surveyed, 3 out of 4 said that they plan to work beyond 65 because they wanted to. Not because they had to, but because they wanted to. Because you and I know that through work, you gain meaningfulness. It's a full word. Meaningfulness. And when you volunteer, you get all kinds of benefits. I mean, we do that here as a company. We take a quarter off and we go do things around the community. And I'll tell you what, we have fun and we enjoy it. And we really get to know people and see what people are going through. And it's a great thing to do that, to volunteer. And again, another survey says that retirees are 3 times more likely to say helping people in need brings them happiness more than spending money on themselves. Think about that. You're 3 times more likely to be happy if you spend your time helping someone else as opposed to spending money on yourself. Wow. Just thinking about that kind of blows my mind. Right? 3 times. So you don't have to donate money. You can donate your time, because your time will not only help you boost your self-esteem, but help you feel better that day about your existence on the planet Earth. So how do you get involved in volunteering in your community? Well, you can go online. You go to volunteermatch.org. And you can type in your city and it'll give you all sorts of things right around you. Again, volunteermatch.org. What else do you need to do? Well, you need to keep your mind going. Now, this is fascinating. This is incredible. Now, I've really spent a lot of time researching this because this happened to my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law has frontal temporal dementia, FTD, it's known. No, not the flowers. Funny. But anyway, it's serious. And this happened when she was 72. And she's going to be around probably another, you know, it's already happened now for like 4 or 5 years. We're probably looking at another 10, 12 years of this. So how did this happen? Well, this wasn't her fault. She was active. She was out there doing things. She fell. She broke her hip. She went into surgery when she was under the anesthesia. This, by the way, is common. Get too much anesthesia, it affects your mind permanently. Yeah, permanently. So when she came out, we're having a conversation with her and we're like, she's lost a quarter of something. We just can tell she's not herself. And it didn't get better. So this is organic. This thing's happened, but a big time, a part of it is your diet, your exercise, like I talked about in the last segment. But there's something more that you can do to keep your brain healthy all the way to the end. And this is one of them. Pick up a guitar. Another thing I always wanted to do was play the guitar. So my friends started buying me guitars and I started playing apps and stuff. But no, it's been proven that ongoing education and learning for your mind, doing new things to keep you mentally sharp, helps your brain continue to make those synapse connections, process information. Try doing things with your left hand if you're right-handed, like combing your hair, brushing your teeth. Yeah, try it. I'm serious. Do you know that Leonardo da Vinci? No, not Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo da Vinci from the 14th century, you know, the guy that painted the Mona Lisa? He was a genius. Genius. Do you know that he made himself do things with his left hand so he became ambidextrous? And why he did that was so, in his mind, he thought about this stuff in 1490s, before there was really the advanced science of today. That by having the synapses crossing his head, I mean, imagine that, these signals going back and forth from one ear to the other, that he would keep his brain strong and his body strong. And you know what? The guy did, and he lived till he was super old for those days. Genius. So try working with your left hand today, all right? Do something new. According to the Harvard Medical School, this is right out of their HealthBeat newsletter, challenging your brain with mental exercise is believed to activate processes that help maintain individual brain cells and stimulate communication among them. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. You also have to stay connected to people. Now, with COVID right now, I know it is tough because we're masking up and we're maintaining 6 to 12 feet, depending on what you read, right? It's kind of scary with this airborne stuff flowing around. But you can still maintain your social connections by being outdoors and doing things together outdoors with masks on, of course. But that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is through Zoom. Zoom's incredible. You can do meetings. You can have parties. You can watch TV together. So try all that. Try that to increase your social connections. And don't be isolated. It's not good for you. And just by doing that, that also helps your mind and helps you decrease the risk of stroke, heart attack, and dementia. Believe it or not, all three of those things. You can knock out. Coming up next, find out the one secret that most people don't do, even though it's so easy, and how just doing this one thing can add 7 years to your life. Yeah, 7 years to your life. Find out how to do that when I come back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
Oh, I sure will when we come back. I just wanted you to watch me dissolve.
Trouble.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
I just wanted you to watch me dissolve slowly.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. And today we are talking about seven things that are more important than money in retirement. And that reminds me, if you would like to download our podcast, you can do that by going to your Google smartphone and saying, "Hey, Google, talk to Protect Your Assets." And you can download my podcast anytime you like. And we update that every week. And there's always a great, quick little bite of information that'll probably change your world. Want to wish happy birthday to Peter Pomerantz, Sandra Yu, Bill Franklin, Jack Myers, Lynn DiMaggio, Dana Topping, Christina DeRuiter, and Maureen Feldman. Happy birthday to all of you. So this morning we've been talking about how to change your retirement in a very positive way and live longer and happier despite how much money you have. How refreshing. So the first thing we've been talking about is all sorts of things like health and social interaction and food and all sorts of the kind of obvious. And now I'm going to give you one that is also obvious, but you're going to have to work at it. It's a little hard because we all do it, particularly now with all the, you know, all the news we get every day. It's just so overwhelming. So I want you to think about this. Think about this. Optimistic outlook. The glass half full attitude can pay huge dividends. It can lower your risk of heart disease, all sorts of other illnesses that go along with it. There was an article published recently in JAMA where researchers found that participants who rated highly in optimism were much less likely to suffer heart attacks or other sort of cardiovascular events, and had lower mortality rates than people who were pessimistic. Can you believe that? So get this. This was another survey out of the PNAS. Said that people that have higher levels of optimism live longer. If you're an optimistic woman, you had a 50% greater chance of surviving to age 85. And if you're an optimistic man, a 70% greater chance. 70%. So if you can increase your life by just being positive thinking, wow, right? And anybody can do this. Seriously, anybody can train themselves to think optimistically. How? Simple. Starting with thinking about every situation in a positive light. Think about that. When you think about something, what's your natural tendency? How do you think about it? Well, that's because he's this or she's that, right? We all kind of do that. Stop that. When you find yourself thinking that way, change it. Try and make it positive. Try and think, well, good for them. How does something like that work? Well, maybe they did this really well, or you know what I mean? Just think about it in a different way. See what happens. Try it. You're going to have to do it. And by the way, you need to take a break from the news. Okay? Just turn it off. Right? And include your smartphone. What I do when I get home is I put it by the keys and it stays there. And it drives everybody crazy here at work. They say, "I got to reach you after." No, you don't. I'm home and I'm done. And you can do the same thing too. Gratitude. People who count their blessings have a more positive outlook on life. Takes a few minutes each day to write down the things that you're grateful for. So start a journal and write them down. This will help you. Even if you make a better coffee that morning, write that down. Okay? Just do it. And last but not least, adopt a dog. get this, just by having a dog, because you're going to go out and walk that. I'm sorry for cat owners, but if you go out and walk your dog and have a buddy now, right? 7 years. Add 7 years to your life. Amazing, right? This is why it's important to work with a financial advisor who cares about your physical well-being. This is what we do. We work with you to not only have the money and the finances you need in order, but also your life in order. And this week we had that with a client of mine who was going along and he texted me something and I said, hey, you're a lucky guy and here's why. And he said, thanks, you're right, I'm sorry. And I didn't even ask for the apology. It was just, he just said, you're right. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all the fabulous producers back there doing all the other heavy lifting. Claire, Jordan, Phil, and Danny. Thank you, guys. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. The views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.